This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been studying together how Job endured all the tests he encountered and how he finally broke through to a new level of commitment, faith, and intimacy in his relationship with God. Note how God affirms Job and promises to use him in Job 42, verses 7 and 8. Clearly, the plan of God for his life was not over. There was more for him to do and experience. On the other hand, God indicted his friends for what they had said. God said to Eliphaz the Temanite in verse 7, "I am angry with you and your two friends, because you have not spoken of me what is right." It's clear Job's friends didn't pass the spiritual test as Job had. They didn't humble themselves before God and acknowledge him appropriately. God instructed them in verse 8, "So now take 7 bulls and 7 rams and go to my servant Job and sacrifice a burnt offering for yourselves." When they did what God required, Job prayed for them. When he did, the Lord answered his prayer and forgave his friends. At first, they came to comfort Job. Now Job, in spite of their critical assessment and attack, was able to bless them. When God deals with us and heals us, he does so to be able to use us as a channel of blessing to others, even some who have tormented us. Don't pine over past hurts, disappointments, and frustrations. Forgive and pray for your tormentors. Press on to deeper, intimate relationships with God and those around you. Trust God to do far more than you ever asked or thought. You will not be disappointed. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.